You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A towering lion of the United States Senate is gone. Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter died on Sunday after a long battle with cancer. He had lost his Senate seat back in 2010. For years, he bemoaned the shift in the Republican Party that he said made it difficult for moderates like himself. He announced he was switching parties in 2009, but being a Democrat couldn't keep him in Washington. Specter was always a tough vote to get for Senate leaders on both sides. He loved to be the swing vote, the decisive vote. Controversy followed him around when he wasn't chasing it. Here he is talking about the Gingrich Revolution in 1994, urging Republicans not to overreach.
Last Tuesday's election has given the Republican Party a unique opportunity for long-term control of the Congress and a victory for the White House in 1996 if we stay with core Republican values: fiscal and economic conservatism, social libertarianism, not an extremist social agenda.
Here's Arlen Specter expressing some frustration with his own president, George W. Bush, over the war in Iraq in 2007. He's speaking on CNN's Late Edition.
I'm not prepared to withdraw funding at this time, but my patience, like many others, is growing very thin.
Arlen Specter died on Sunday in his 80s. Joining us, Todd Zwillick, a Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, this was your senator.
Arlen Specter was the first politician, John, I ever saw close up. And I remembered that after his death was announced yesterday. I think it was 1986. It may have been 1987. I'm not sure. But I was in junior high in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Arlen Specter was our senator. And a boy choked on the lunch line and a girl saved him with the Heimlich maneuver. It was actually a great moment at our junior high. Arlen Specter came to our school to honor her and came to the stage and sort of waved at all the kids. And he was the first politician I ever saw close up. And I was already into politics in some way that a kid could be, maybe inappropriately for my age. But he was the first one I ever saw close up. And it was later that year or the next year, people will remember Bud Dwyer, the Pennsylvania treasurer who tragically committed suicide on television in Pennsylvania. That's sort of a story that people outside of Pennsylvania know. All those things happened in the same year, and it got me thinking about politics. I was up and close to these people, and it sort of turned a page for me, John.
Heimlich maneuvers, suicide on TV, and the Specter in the middle of it all. So, Todd Zwillick, what did he bring to the state of Pennsylvania? He certainly had a moderate voice for the nation, speaking from the Senate.
He tried to bring that moderate voice that you played in 1984. He tried to bring that to the nation. You heard him mention the presidential election of 1996. Well, Arlen Specter ran for president in 96. And you know what, John? He went to Iowa and gave a speech on the separation of church and state. Republicans booed him. And that gives you an idea of how far his presidential aspirations went. But when he spoke out against the Gingrich Revolution in the mid-90s, his view was rejected by the Republican Party. And for many, many years after, and even to today, there are Republicans in Washington who will get you in a private moment and say we would have been better off had we listened to Arlen Specter then. The tide was coming in. There were a lot of other forces at play. They're not going to listen to one guy from Pennsylvania. But you do hear that 2020 hindsight. You know, he went on, of course, famously to play a big role, perhaps an infamous role, 1991, the Anita Hill hearings, the Clarence Thomas hearings, Justice Clarence Thomas. It was Arlen Specter on the Judiciary Committee who was the Republican who took it on himself to try to destroy Anita Hill's credibility as she was challenging Clarence Thomas for sexual harassment. He later tried to apologize to her. He felt badly for his role and sought a meeting in order to apologize for his role.
Specter and Danforth, I remember, absolutely on the front lines back there in the Clarence Thomas hearings. Senator Arlen Specter died on Sunday after a long battle with cancer, someone who goes way back in the life of our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.